Thank you so much. Thank you, everybody. Right now, it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
This is Don in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Hey, Don, how are you?
I'm doing great.
How are things in Charlotte?
Weather's lovely here today.
The weather's lovely everywhere, they tell me. So, what do you do in Charlotte?
I'm a lawyer.
You're a lawyer. Aren't times tough, Charlotte? Because it's a banking center.
It's a banking center, or used to be. It used to be a lawyer center.
Really?
Mm. Yeah.
What is it now?
A bunch of people looking for things to do.
There you are. Welcome to the show, Don. Now, you're going to play the game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Don's topic?
There are no second acts in American lives. Yeah, right.
Everybody loves a comeback. Mickey Rourke and The Wrestler, the 2004 Red Sox, Britney Spears every 4 months or so. This week, we read about a second chance for something we thought was gone for good. Our panelists are going to tell you three encouraging stories of a rebirth. Choose the real big comeback story. You will win Carl's voice on your home answering machine. Ready to play?
Let's do it.
First, let's hear from Adam Felber.
It came straight out of Compton. 50 Cent then brought it out of the hood and into the world of urban hip. Paris Hilton sported one at the BET Awards last month, which means soon your teens will want one. I'm talking, of course, about the monocle. Yes, that oft-maligned symbol of aristocrats and comical Nazis is back. According to Amanda Birnbaum, who has designed the resurgent monocle for 50 Cent's Street Eyes, spelled EYZ line, kids in L.A. neighborhoods restarted the cycloptic accessory by cutting drugstore glasses in half, thus more easily simultaneously texting their friends while hanging out with their other friends. This isn't your great-grandfather's monocle, though. Besides the heavy bling, these eyepieces have some serious technology, like hydrophilic pads, that mean that you don't have to squint to keep them in place, so you can be more crunk than clink. But even though references to Hogan's Heroes and Eustace Tilly might go over the heads of texting teens, they know this is an old idea. When 50 Cent brought the idea to Birnbaum, he told her the kids were emulating, quote, you know, that Monopoly dude.
The monocle makes a comeback in hip-hop circles.
Cycloptic.
Your next story of an unexpected resurrection comes from Mo Rocca.
Who didn't love the 90s? Hootie and the Blowfish? Dial-up internet? Olestra. Well, maybe you didn't love Olestra, the zero-calorie fat substitute. Maybe you didn't love eating potato chips, then experiencing something disgusting down below that rhymes with banal sneakage. But like it or not, Olestra, the WD-40 of dietary additives, is back as, surprise, surprise, an industrial lubricant. And it's being used in paints. Turns out Olestra makes paint easier to apply, makes gears turn more fluidly, makes everything other than your gastrointestinal tract run more efficiently. And it's far more eco-friendly than smog-producing petrochemical lubricants. Of course, it may turn out that 5 years after painting your house with Olestra, you end up with massive seepage in your crawl space.
Olestra. Once a way of making low-fat chips, now a industrial solvent. Your last story of a second chance comes from Paula Poundstone.
Here we come again. Designer Marc Jacobs introduces his hot new fashion, hoop skirts. Mr. Jacobs downplays the fashion runway experience in favor of his own spring funway event, where he shows his newest line in a hot New York City club to, as he says, see if it actually works. This year, fashion fans and photogs crowded into 49 Grove Street while Marc Jacobs models strutted their stuff in hoop skirts. You can't really strut in a crowded room in a hoop skirt, claimed fashion model Mai Fong, who spent over an hour wedged between the bar and a fixed bar stool. Fashion photographer Douglas Rossman echoed the sentiments of most when he raved about the splendor and the sheer wow of the pieces. They're riotously fun to shoot, he raved, but of course, he didn't drag a stanchion and a nacho basket off his butt the entire night. And I guess he's not laid up in the hospital impaled by the skirt of supermodel Nietzsche Wah, who dressed quickly when her dress was delayed at the airport by the TSA, but he's right, they're stunning.
Let us review, Don. One of these things is making a comeback? Is it from Adam Felber, the Monocle, now popular in hip-hop circles? From Moraka, Olestra, the controversial food additive, now used in industrial purposes? Or from Paula Poundstone, the hoop skirt? Which of these is now making a comeback?
Well, I'm going to go with the theory that fashion gets bigger as the economy gets worse. So I think the hoop skirt sounds
good.
You're
going to go for the hoop skirt. You think that all the cool kids and the fashionistas are going to be wandering around in huge, voluminous, bell-shaped skirts.
Makes a lot of sense, yeah.
It certainly does. All right, well, to bring you the real answer, we spoke with someone who knows a bit about this.
Olestra's chemical cousin is being reused to make environmentally friendly paints and lubricants.
That was Coco Valentine. She's an online reporter with Scientific American. She was talking about the much-heralded return of Olestra. So that means, of course, that Mo had the real story, as disgusting as that sounded. And although we would all love to see the hoop skirts come back, you were, in fact, fooled by Paula's excellent story, which means that you did not win our prize, but you did earn a point for Paula.
But as a parting gift, you will get a 1996 can of Pringles.
There you are.
Thank you.
I advise using them to spackle your house. Thank you so much for playing, Dom.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.